Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the podcast of all podcasts. You're listening to Mood Swings, and I'm Robert Lackington. This is episode number 12. So what have you been doing, everybody? What have you been doing? Yeah, I've been pretty busy for the last couple of months. I've been taking care of business and going to school and going to work. God, I need a better job. My cousin had a wedding a couple weekends ago and was able to take a trip out to the West Coast and spend some time with my family. I hadn't spent time with them in years, so I was happy to be able to do that, and came back and went to my good friend Scott Goldberg's wedding. I was a groomsman in his wedding, so I had a really good time with that. Other than that, you know, I've been working towards a few goals. I got a couple ideas in mind about certain things, about what I'd like to do concerning work. I've been applying everywhere, so, you know, I haven't really heard back from too many people. Get the same old response, well, we got your resume on file, and if anything opens up, then, you know, we'll contact you, that kind of thing. You know, that's all great and everything, but I just want something that's close by my place, you know, and preferably with the same amount of money that I make now, but I would imagine that, you know, because I make what I make, it'd be a little bit hard. Maybe, I don't know. I have to look into it. But the amount of money that I make probably wouldn't be able to be the amount of money that I would make if I was closer to home. I would hope so, but anyway, I'm really wanting to act. A little bit of information. I recently got a manager. I think I told you guys about that. But I also recently went to a agent workshop and was able to get some kind of a freelance thing going with him. So I'm now being represented by an agent as well. So Marius Bargielski with the Metropolis Artists Agency in New York City. If you'd like to book me, that would be the guy to see. If you have any information that you'd like to get, Achilles Sakharidis is my personal manager, and he's with Prestige Management Group there in New York City. So, other than that, you know, I've been submitting myself to different things, and, you know, I guess because from what Marius was saying, I have a specific kind of look that's going to be a little difficult to really cast me for. because there's not that many roles that are for people my height, that kind of thing. You know, my look is one thing, but it's going to be tough to cast me, which is something that in this freelance agreement with Marius, I was told that if within a year I don't get anything, then he'll need to drop me, which is fine with me, because I just want to be represented. You know, I mean, the way I see it is that the more people that are out there looking to help me book work, the better. So, and it's better anyway professionally to have an agent and a manager. You know, I know that I've talked about the advantages and disadvantages in the past, in past podcasts and everything about, you know, agents and managers, but you know, I'm just happy that I even have them both. So anyway, things are looking pretty good as far as classes. I know my class, last semester I wasn't doing very well. In fact, I got a letter from the school stating that I was on academic probation, which I kind of understood why, because I barely passed the class that I was in, and in order to remain in college, you have to maintain a B average. So, you know, that particular class, I was not maintaining a B average, so I was pretty much stuck. Anyway, this semester I'm doing really well. It's a lot more writing and group activity, which I'm happy with. That way, when it comes time to, you know, do my share of the work, it's a little easier. I don't have to do the whole thing, which I like. You know, I mean, when you have to go and you do a lot of research and you do a lot of writing, it tends to become time consuming, and you really don't want to be doing all that if you can work in a group kind of thing. So I'm happy to be in groups. So I'm in a I can never remember the name of the class. I just know that the designator is CMGT 500. That's the first class, and then my second class is CMGT 587, which is audience analysis. So, with that particular class, I'm learning how to, well, so far, we're learning how to identify our audience and be able to audit what their needs are, and be able to come up with a plan in order to give them what they want, basically. So, and that's all management, of course. You know, I mean, if you didn't have any way of being able to understand what your customers want, then you really shouldn't be in business. I mean, I'm learning a great deal. There's a lot of stuff to understand and be a part of. You know, at the same time, I'm getting practical experience on how to do certain things, how to be a better manager. So that's a good thing. I've got a total of 24 classes, and right now I've just started my second and third class, so got quite a bit of stuff to do, quite a bit of classes to take. I was invited to come out to homecoming, which is in November at USC in Los Angeles, but you know, because of my recent trip to Washington State, I'm going to have to postpone that until next year when I have more money. So, you know, I mean, other than that, I'm pretty happy that I was even invited. You know, I mean, most students, if you're an online student, don't really get invited to many things because you're online students. You're not ground students. You don't attend the school on the ground, so to speak. So I'm glad that USC values their extended students and people who are part of the alumni and things like that. So, you know, I'm proud to be a Trojan. So anyway, what else is going on? Recently got my car fixed, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. It's running pretty smooth. You know, I'm tired of talking about myself, man. Maybe somebody should give me something to talk about. Send me an email. I'm at robertleckington@gmail.com. That's my business email address. So, you know, I mean, if you've got something that you want me to push, I'll do it. You know, I mean, it's free publicity, man. Really. You know, if you want me to talk about relationships or something, just give me an idea. I'm always talking about myself on these things, and it's kind of getting annoying, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, the whole reason for me to do a podcast was so that I could interact with people. I mean, it seems like I'm putting out more about myself than anything. Just drop me a line, man. Give me some kind of a sales pitch. I can do what they call bumpers, which are, you know, short sales pitches, or I guess a bumper. Actually, that would be more like a voiceover kind of thing. But a bumper would be something like what my friend Scott did, or what Bridgen did on the last, what was it, last episode or the episode before last, where he announced me. That would be more of a bumper kind of thing. But and that's just, it's like a promotional thing, you know. Bumpers are good in the radio industry, even in TVs. But that's really not the point. The point is that I need information to talk about movies, music, food, cars, whatever else, you know. I mean, I'll mention your name if you want me to. If not, then tell me not to use your name. Or if you want to, like, tell somebody about me, you know, or promote me in some way, I'm not going to say no. I'm just trying to get myself out there. I want people to hear my broadcast and everything. It's important to me that people know who I am. To be an actor, that's what I want to be eventually, or somebody in the entertainment industry. I mean, yeah, it's fine and great that I'm actually doing my own thing, but I'd like to work in a bigger production, whether it's podcast, movies, music, or whatever. But I need help. I can't do it all by myself. I keep running out of ideas to talk about. So, I don't know. Maybe if you guys can come up with something, like I said, send me an email at robertleckington@gmail.com. We can discuss whatever you want. So, anybody see Black Mass? Now, there you go. I haven't seen that movie yet, although I submitted for a open casting call in Boston when that movie first came out, or when they were doing pre-production, you know, filming. Never heard word from anybody, but, you know, it would have been kind of nice to actually be in that film. But from what I understand, it's a really good film. A lot of people liked it. Mixed reviews with the critics and things like that, but for the most part, I believe it did really well. Johnny Depp played Whitey Bulger, which, from what I understand, was a really rough dude in the Boston mob. The Boston mob. But, you know, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I'd like to go and check it out and maybe give you a review. I don't know. I mean, I've heard some things, but I don't really want to discuss them unless I've actually seen the movie myself. That way I can give you a comparison or a contrast or something about what I've heard versus what I saw. Yeah, that's being a good journalist. So, anyway, Black Mass. I'd like to check it out. What else? Really, that's about it. That's been what's been going on. You know, my life's been going pretty well, so I'm happy to send these podcasts out to you guys. You know, it gives me a little bit of a diary, I guess you could say, of what's been happening in my life and my opinions on things, which someday, eventually, I'll get to having an opinion on something, but on here. So, I don't know. I guess I'll wrap it up this time. You know, this has been shorter than the others. I know the last few have been closer to a half-hour long podcast, which is really only what they give me anyway. I don't get longer than a half hour, but maybe if this podcast becomes popular at some point, maybe I can switch over to a different, different form so that I can at least have a longer podcast. I'd like to try and be able to do them more often. You know, just let me know, and we'll go from there. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.